AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. No breakthrough in the negotiations over a ceasefire for Syria. But President Obama and the Russian President Vladimir Putin meeting in China have agreed to keep looking for some way to provide humanitarian relief for the thousands of weary civilians in Syria. Meanwhile, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte, on the way to a summit of international leaders, is warning President Obama ahead of time not to question him about killings in his country. The Philippine president, using language we can't use on the radio, saying he answers not to President Obama, but only to the Philippine people. Here at home, the battling presidential candidates are in a battleground state today. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are making competing Labor Day pitches in the pivotal state of Ohio, setting the stage for a critical month in their presidential campaign. The Republican businessman is joining running mate Mike Pence at a morning roundtable discussion with union members in Cleveland. The Democratic nominee visits the same city for a Labor Day festival with union leaders and workers, then moves on to Illinois. Trump is also expected to campaign at a fair in Youngstown, Ohio, and nod to the state's role as a make-or-break proving ground. I'm Sandy Kozel.
They're calling Hermine a post-tropical cyclone now, sitting off the coast of Long Island. Its dangerous waves and rip currents are keeping Labor Day holiday vacationers out of the waters along the Atlantic beaches. The Hurricane Center's John Kangelowski.
Hermine's not expected to make landfall, but it is forecast to get a little closer to the coastline later on during the day today, Monday, and then be at its closest point of approach Tuesday night or early Wednesday.
Governors all along the eastern seaboard have put emergency plans into effect. An Amtrak train hit a vehicle on the tracks north of Charleston, South Carolina this morning. No injuries that we know of yet. This is AP Radio News. The top movie of the holiday weekend is a horror flick. Here's our Jamie Fryer with the box office winners.
Wait, is he blind?
We messed up to rob a blind guy, isn't it?
Just because he's blind don't mean he's insane, bro.
The low-budget thriller Don't Breathe stays number one for the second straight weekend. It cost just $10 million to make and has already topped $51 million in ticket sales.
Fail the mission, you die.
She seems nice.
The last unofficial weekend of summer was a slow one at the nation's theaters. Suicide Squad holds in second place, followed by Pete's Dragon. I'm Jamie Fryer.
And if you are on vacation this holiday weekend and planning to drive back home from the long Labor Day holiday vacation, gas is $2.20 a gallon. That's 21 cents a gallon cheaper than last year at this time, but 8 cents higher than a month ago, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.